Once again, we turn to the idea of a schedule as a communication tool. An overly complex representation of the schedule with too much detail, too much clutter, is going to confuse the people who are trying to use it rather than help them. You want to have a schedule that has appropriate detail for them to actually understand and manage, but no more than that. Just enough to let them know what is happening, what is expected, and to be visually comprehensible at a quick glance. Now you, like I, may have seen many schedules that have, hundreds of tasks on them. Schedules that are printed out on the computer and scrolled down an entire wall or across an entire wall of a room or a war room for a project. That is the total project schedule. Look at that and all you know is that it's big. What you need to do to actually work with a piece of the schedule is either summarize it up into higher level summary tasks and look at those, or look at a piece of the schedule in more detail. Sure, you keep the entire schedule, but when you're actually visually working with a piece of it, try to keep it down to 15 elements or less.